Okay, so get this right. We are diving deep into how AI is going to like completely change your fitness game. Forget those those generic workout apps. This is like next level.
It's really incredible how fast it's all evolving, you
I
know.
know. And speaking of evolving, you mentioned AI coaches in your notes, and this article by Jane, Revolutionizing Fitness with Artificial Intelligence, it totally dives into that. But it's not about like robots replacing our gym buddies or anything. It's
Yeah.
way cooler. Okay, imagine an app that designs your entire workout and it adapts to you like while you're working out.
Yeah. No more one size fits all.
Yeah.
This is about AI looking at your fitness level, your goals, how you're performing, the whole nine yards, all personalized.
So it's like having a workout buddy who is also like a super smart coach who
Yeah.
knows when to push you and when to, maybe back off a little.
Exactly. Like Jane actually mentioned this treadmill, the Nordic Track commercial series. They use AI to actually like change the incline, the speed during your workout. So like if it senses you're breezing through, it kicks it up a notch.
That's wild. This is, I mean, even for me, someone who like follows this stuff, I'm blown away. This takes personalization to a whole new level. No more guesswork.
And it's not even just intensity. AI can give you feedback in real time on your form,
Yeah.
which, let's be real, people skip that stuff, but it's huge results and, you know, not getting hurt.
Seriously, it's like having a coach right there with you, like whisper in your ear, straighten your back. I swear at the gym, so many people like terrible form.
Yeah, and that's where this tech is a game changer. By seeing how you move, AI can make those tiny corrections that make all the difference in the long run, you know?
Okay, but what about the data? You know how I love tracking progress.
Oh, get ready, because this is next level. This is not your grandma's step counter, okay?
Yeah.
AI is analyzing your heart rate, sleep, calories burned, like everything. And then it gives you like these crazy specific insights based on all that.
So we've got a whole support team tailored to us thanks to AI. That's got to be motivating, don't you think?
It really is. And get this, your tracker, it could notice a change in your heart rate, like the variability, you know, how much it changes between beats. And that can be like a heads up about health issues before they're even a problem, really.
Hold on, seriously, it's like a like an early warning system, but for your body, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And you know, speaking of wild, we were talking about fitness communities earlier.
Right, I wanted to hear more about that. What's AI doing there?
Okay, so Jane in the article, she talks about how apps are using AI to like build these virtual fitness communities. So it connects you with people who have similar goals, interests, all that.
Oh, that's cool. So even if I'm like, sweating it out at home alone, I could still feel like I'm part of something bigger.
Exactly. Like you finish a tough workout, boom, virtual high five.
Yeah.
Or you've got this whole network globally into the same stuff you are. AI can like really break down those barriers.
Actually, I hadn't even thought about that. It makes you wonder, though, with all this amazing AI, what happens to, the human trainers? Are they going to be out of a job?
Right. Everyone's wondering that. I mean, AI is personalized and all, but it can't replace a real human. The connection, you know, the pushing you to do your best,
Yeah.
that human touch. I think it'll be more like AI will help them even more.
Augmentation, not replacement. I like it.
Exactly. Imagine a trainer, but they've got AI showing them your every move, like in detail, finding those tiny things that could cause an injury later, or tracking your progress perfectly. It'd be incredible for them.
Yeah, it frees them up to actually, work with you on a personal level, give you that extra push when you're struggling. AI can't really do that, can it?
Not really. Data's great, but sometimes you just need a real person to like give you that pep talk, you know, to be there for you.
So we've covered a ton. Personalized workouts, these AI communities, even AI like predicting health stuff. It's a lot. What does it all mean though for, the average person who just wants to get in shape?
That's what's so exciting. AI can make fitness like actually doable for everyone. Doesn't matter your fitness level, budget, where you live.
Yeah, breaking down barriers. I love that. Everyone should have a shot at being healthy.
Exactly. And that's the promise,
Yeah.
right? Anyone can have this personalized AI coaching, affordable, no commute to a gym. And think about it, these apps, they could fit into any schedule. You need help? Boom, it's there.
No more excuses about time.
Right. AI helps you use the time you've got. Quick workouts, healthy recipes you'll actually like, even reminds you to get up if you've been sitting too long.
Okay, so it's like a personal assistant, coach, and cheerleader all in one.
Yeah, and for me, that's the best part. Tech making our lives better. That's what AI and fitness is all about.
It's huge, but we can't forget it's a tool. We can't rely on it totally, Gotta listen to our bodies. still see the pros when we need to.
Absolutely. Find the balance. Tech and experience together. Use AI to, like, boost your journey, not take over completely.
Well said. So to wrap up, for everyone listening, this isn't just about keeping up. It's about getting ready for a whole new world of health and fitness.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe we'll all be wondering how we ever worked out without it.
Right. That day's coming fast. Thanks for joining this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.